Principle 3.3. Appreciate the art of thoughtful disagreement. When two people believe opposite things, chances are that one of them is wrong. It pays to find out if that someone is you. That's why I believe you must appreciate and develop the art of thoughtful disagreement. In thoughtful disagreement, your goal is not to convince the other party that you're right. It is to find out which view is true and decide what to do about it. In thoughtful disagreement, both parties are motivated by the genuine fear of missing important perspectives. Exchanges in which you really see what the other person is seeing, and they really see what you're seeing, with both of your higher-level yous trying to get at the truth, are immensely helpful and a giant source of untapped potential. To do this well, approach the conversation in a way that conveys that you're just trying to understand. Use questions rather than make statements. Conduct the discussion in a calm and dispassionate manner, and encourage the other person to do that as well. Remember that you're not arguing. You are openly exploring what's true. Be reasonable and expect others to be reasonable. If you're calm, collegial, and respectful, you will do a lot better than if you're not. You'll get better at this with practice. To me, it's pointless when people get angry with each other when they disagree because most disagreements aren't threats as much as opportunities for learning. People who change their minds because they learn something are the winners, whereas those who stubbornly refuse to learn are the losers. That doesn't mean they should blindly accept others' conclusions. You should be what I call open-minded and assertive at the same time. In other words, you should hold and explore conflicting possibilities in your mind while moving fluidly toward whatever is likely to be true based on what you learn. Some people can do this easily while others can't. A good exercise to make sure that you're doing this well is to describe back to the person you're disagreeing with their own perspective. If they agree that you've got it, you're in good shape. I also recommend that both parties observe a 2-minute rule in which neither interrupts the other so they both have the time to get out all their thoughts. Some people worry that operating this way is time-consuming. Working through disagreements does take time, but it's just about the best way you can spend it. What's important is that you prioritize what you spend time on and who you spend it with. There are lots of people who will disagree with you, and it would be unproductive to consider all of their views. It doesn't pay to be open-minded with everyone. Instead, spend your time exploring ideas with the most believable people you have access to. If you find yourself in an impasse, agree on a person you both respect and enlist them to help moderate the discussion. What's really counterproductive is spinning in your own head about what's going on, which most people are prone to do, or wasting time disagreeing past the point of diminishing returns. When that happens, move on to a more productive way of getting to mutual understanding, which isn't necessarily the same thing as agreement. For example, you might agree to disagree. Why doesn't thoughtful disagreement like this typically occur? Because most people are instinctively reluctant to disagree. For example, if two people go to a restaurant and one says he likes the food, the other is more likely to say, "I like it too," or not say anything at all, even though that's not true. The reluctance to disagree is the lower-level you's mistaken interpretation of disagreement as conflict. That's why radical open-mindedness isn't easy. You need to teach yourself the art of having exchanges in ways that don't trigger such reactions in yourself or others. This is what I had to learn back when Bob, Giselle, and Dan told me I had made people feel belittled. Holding wrong opinions in one's head and making bad decisions based on them instead of having thoughtful disagreements is one of the greatest tragedies of mankind. Being able to thoughtfully disagree would so easily lead to radically improved decision-making in all areas. Public policy, politics, medicine, science, philanthropy, personal relationships, and everything else.